Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Bob Getty coming to you from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. We got a great show. We're going to be talking to Andrew Abity here in just a moment about the Sunbelt Media Days. Kelly Center at the bottom of the hour, live from New Orleans. Craig Stevenson writes for AL.com. He's going to be talking to us about South Alabama, Sunbelt, and the Sun and Troy University. And we've got a great interview with Sunbelt Commissioner Keith Gill. We're going to bring you later in the program as well. But let's get straight to Andrew, who is just back from New Orleans. And several questions I've got for you, Andrew. First of all, let's talk about Southern Miss. Let's talk about Charles Huff and the players down there. Did Coach Huff talk in specifics about what fans are in store for? Was it more in generality? Your impressions from the new coach's appearance at the Sunbelt Media Day?
Yeah. I would say it was predominantly coach speak. I mean, that's what we've kind of seen from Coach Huff, even in past years when he was at Marshall. And, you know, that's kind of to be expected considering he comes from the Saban tree. But, you know, my big question or I guess story focus when I was getting there was, and we've talked about on the show, is what is success supposed to look like for Southern Miss this year? I mean, on one hand, you've got a program that was 1-11. On the other, you got a coach and a good bit of players who are coming off of a championship in the league. Is success just improving? Is success winning a championship? And that was kind of my point of emphasis that I was looking into. And, you know, Coach Huff gave, a bit of a diplomatic answer in that, just saying it was improving week to week, but he did vow, guarantee he'll win more than one game. I asked the players that, which Chris Jones and Braylon Braxton were the two players representing the school, and Braylon Braxton had a similar answer like his coach, but Chris Jones said championship or bust. So I think it's a mixture of things. And, but Braylon did, I asked him this. I was like, I did ask him, you do have a chance to make history. And he said he was well aware of that, and that's something they want to do. But he felt that there isn't pressure to win a championship because everybody's goal is to obtain a championship. And so there isn't pressure when everybody's trying to do something. You set a bar high, and with just the idea of, you know, you set the bar high because if you don't quite achieve the bar and you still have a good year, you could still look back on it, but at the same time, it leaves you for some hunger, which I think is a more realistic way or a more diplomatic way of looking at it. So that was kind of where I was at with mm-hmm. Media Day.
What do you detect in regard to this? This is a complete new roster, largely from Marshall, but kids from other schools, I think 10 or 12 from Southern Miss. But this is a complete new merger of athletes on a football team. Did he give any hint as to how challenging that has been or how satisfied he is with that merger, for lack of a better term?
You know, Coach Huff didn't go into it, but actually Chris Jones and Braylon Braxton did. And they both have said and kind of harped on it. And I really didn't get in. I didn't ask for it as much, but they spoke about it that the biggest key for that they believe was they feel like they have the talent on the roster. But the main thing has been trying to build chemistry. You know, Braylon Braxton had said that one of the big reasons that they were successful last year is because of the chemistry they had off the field. And that's been something that they have really, really tried to focus on, especially over the summer. And Chris Jones said very much the same thing, and he was, quote, eager to see how this team builds. And he actually credited Braylon for being a really key part of ensuring that everybody is taking the time to bond and going through that process. And, you know, they had all said, you know, we might be talented on the field, but if you're not strong in the locker room mentally, then it's not going to mean anything.
Mm-hmm. So that's a legitimate thing. That's something they're in the process of working on and think they have to continue to work on. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a fair take. I mean, they did add some guys over the summer, too, so that's another element of it. But I find it more telling that they were kind of the ones to bring that up. And that kind of fed into the conversation of what the expectations are, and the idea was, we can't meet expectations until they're starting to gel and get along and, you know, kind of feel like teammates in the locker room. And that makes complete sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Did you detect anything amongst the other coaches from the West that would give you some indication of who seems to be the most confident that their team is going to have a chance to win that division?
Not necessarily, although Butch Jones may have had the quote of the day when he said Southern Miss is the defending Sun Belt champ.
That's pretty good.
yeah, you know, I don't, you know, it was a lot of safe coach talk. That was probably the most interesting liner, and Coach Huff had a pretty good riff back, because Arkansas State's players had this really big chain. It stood out, and he was quick. Coach Huff was quick to point out that Arkansas State must have really good NIL money based off of the chain. So that was probably the biggest highlight in terms of the quotes of the day. But nobody really went off script than normal.
What was the overall vibe? Is there a sense of excitement about football being just around the corner? And did you get that from the commissioner?
You know, for me, I think a lot of people were grilling the commissioner on what was happening with basketball. I mean, gosh, when he was taking his questions, it was probably the two biggest talking points for the commissioner was the addition of Louisiana Tech. What's that going to look like? Because they're not set to come in 2026. There's a chance they might be a 13-team league, which is not good for anybody, especially Southern Miss. And then the departure of Texas State was another main talking point. And then basketball. A lot of people have talked about basketball having to try and grow its brand. I talked about that with him one-on-one. Honestly, I think football was probably the one thing they were feeling good about. And, you know, somebody did point out that even though the Sun Belt has had the highest bowl game winning percentage outside of the SEC, or I think might have been higher than the SEC a couple times, but you know, they're playing well in the postseason, yet they just haven't been able to get into the playoff, and they've been you know, a game away. They've had multiple 10-win teams each year, year in and year out. They just seem to just be falling short of making the playoff, and that was probably, you know, the other point of emphasis. He did add that they are expecting to add some bowl games into their slate, so that's probably another key point. I did notice that the Independence Bowl was present, which is currently, I think, a AAC and Army deal. So that's probably the biggest talking points on his end.
Couple minutes left. Go back to basketball for just a second. Did he have some specific ideas on things that he feels can improve the basketball league?
No. it was... He kind of just said we need to find ways to schedule home games better and find ways to add on to the net. I asked him specifically about the Sun Belt MAC Challenge, which in my opinion I don't think has really worked, although he felt that it does work in the sense of, you know, you've seen the seedings improve for the Sun Belt teams that have gotten into the tournament, but I think might be a little inflated because it was James Madison and they had good wins each year. So But my take was that neither team has been you know, two bit league since this thing has started. But at the same time, you can only get so many teams that want to play you. So there's two sides of it. But I think he just mentioned that they are exploring ideas of how to get the net rankings overall better and how they want to try and they're exploring a bunch of different options of how to do that. It never got really too specific with it.
All right, Andrew, good stuff, man. Appreciate you being down there, and look forward to having you back in the studio with us tomorrow.
Yes, Bob. Thank you for being accommodating with my car in the shop.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Andrew Abbott, everybody, member of the, obviously, the Super Talk Eagle Hour team, and we're very glad to have him. Okay, don't forget now, got a couple people I want to mention to you as we head to the break. And first is one of my favorite businesses in town, MCS Home Center out in Bellevue. They're at 7329 US 98 west of Hattiesburg. Hank Lott and his family have put together a state-of-the-art home improvement center for all of the people in the Pine Belt. Whether you're remodeling a house, building a house, doing repairs to your house, whether you're a weekend warrior or gardener or just a guy that likes working in the lawn or a gal, of course, they've got everything you want at MCS Home Center in Bellevue, and it's local, friendly staff eager to serve you. MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Kelly Sanders still to come, Commissioner Keith Gill, and up next, Craig Stevenson from AL.com. Stay with the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of our program, Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, the home of Miss Kathleen. Be sure you see or tell her that Bob Getty, Kelly Sander, and Andrew Abbott said hello, and buy all your Southern Miss apparel from our great friends at Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. While you're down there, get yourself a delicious beignet, Mobay Beignet, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg, best desserts in town, and a great sponsor of our program and, of course, Southern Miss Athletics. All right, we've had both Andrew and Kelly in New Orleans the last couple of days. We're having a little trouble reaching Craig Stevenson, so we're going to kind of move forward in the program. Kelly sat down with Sunbelt Commissioner Keith Gill yesterday. They talked about a lot of stuff. Keith Gill, very, very open and very accessible. And here was his conversation with Kelly Sander.
Commissioner, always good to have you on the Eagle Hour. Media Day, I know it's a really busy day for you, but I want to go over a couple of things that you mentioned in your State of the Conference this morning. You talked about how since 2000, school budgets in athletics have tripled, and in the last 5 years, there's been a 50% increase in TV revenue. So overall, how would that compare necessarily to all the conferences nationwide?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not sure exactly. I would think it would compare pretty favorably. You know, you think of increase in, you know, budgets going up, you know, three times. That's pretty significant, and the TV revenue going up by 50%. So I would assume that would be pretty good from a percentage wise, you know, there. But I don't know the context, you know, relative to the other content.
When you talk about things that you sell people on the Sun Belt about, one of them is that the winning percentage outside the SEC in postseason games and things like that is second only to the SEC.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's great. You know, we've had a great postseason. So if you think about it, we've averaged 10 bowl teams over the last 2 years. So we've had a lot of postseason opportunities there. And then we have the second highest winning percentage in all of FBS and the highest winning percentage amongst our peer conferences. So we've had success in big games against good teams. We've had success, which I think is shown well for our the football in our conference.
Southern Miss being in the Western Division, of course, a lot of talk about Louisiana Tech. Everybody kind of thought it was going to be Louisiana Tech, but I thought it was interesting this morning that you said that it wasn't necessarily a done deal with La Tech, that you looked really at a lot of different schools, but everything more and more came down to Louisiana Tech being the best fit.
Yeah, I think when you have those processes, you never start with just one choice. You know, you kind of look across the landscape because you're trying to figure out, you know, who brings all the opportunities, best opportunities. But I think when you get down to what is the Sun Belt, what are we trying to do, and who can help us better move the conference forward, I think Louisiana Tech made a lot of sense. The geography is going to be awesome, you know. The average distance between Western Division schools, 250 miles with Louisiana Tech. I think they're great at the sports we want to be really good at, you know. Their baseball's good, their softball's good. They're really good at basketball. Football's been to 8 bowls in the last 11 years. Great winning tradition. They've got a great fan base. Kind of the way we've built our conference, they fit in perfectly, so really excited about them.
Was there ever thought of maybe taking another team from Virginia or one of the Carolinas and simply moving one of the current Eastern teams over to the West?
Yeah, I mean, I think you certainly could do that. But, I mean, I think one of the things in the first realignment, some of the choices we made were to get Troy out of the East and into the West. That made more sense from that standpoint. So taking a team from the East and moving them to the West, it certainly could have been something we did. We never got to that level of evaluation, and that might be something we have to do in the past. But we like the way our East is configured, you know, and we like the way our West is configured. And this makes the most sense.
This came out in the press conference this morning, too, that Louisiana Tech has said by 2027 they'll be in the league, which kind of leaves you meandering a little bit. And what are the options with leaving the West with only 6 teams? Where do you go from here? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think that means we have to play with 13, right? And so when you play with 13, you can't play in divisions. I think that means that, you know, those games will have to be backfilled by the East, you know, because the West will lose a game. And so that means the East will play current East Division teams less, which is not really something that's helpful. I think also, like, one of the things we try to do in football schedules, we try to make sure you're even. And the reason why you're even is you've got 2 teams playing against each other in conference play. And so if you're odd, you have to take a bye in those weeks. And so knowing that you have to take a bye in week 13, that means someone has to play 12 in a row. Knowing that you have to take a bye in week 12, someone has to play 11 in a row. Those aren't winning schedules, so those aren't very helpful. We try to make sure that folks don't play more than 7 in a row in a one bye year. And so knowing that there's, you know, essentially, what, 5 of the next 6 years or one bye years starting in 26, that makes for some hard scheduling. So hopefully we don't have to find out, but we'll see, you know, if they can. They obviously can get in a little early. There may be some opportunities there. But if they don't, I think the football scheduling and the scheduling in all the other sports is going to be a little bumpy.
Well, we have the additional problem at Southern Miss that we had Louisiana Tech already scheduled as non-conference games.
Yeah.
So there's going to be potentially 2 problems that
Jeremy
McClain's going to have to deal with.
Exactly. We ran into that in 21 where we had some non-conference games that we had to figure out how to maneuver and manipulate, so we'll find that as well.
You'd mentioned this morning that all teams in the conference have opted into the House settlement, but I'm quoting you here directly, that the House settlement, quote, doesn't go far enough, end quote. Take it up from there.
Yeah, you know, the thing that's hard about the House settlement is it doesn't allow us to manage, put guardrails, put rules around some of these changes that we have around NIL. And so that's why we need some congressional intervention. I think the SCORE Act is a really good start. And that was just introduced a few weeks ago as a way to provide some oversight and some authority to the NCAA and college athletics to create rules and kind of govern intercollegiate. Because the House, where there's just not enough enough things there to create a market, cut down on some of the movements, cut down on some of the things that I think are negative. And so if we can get some help from Congress, then we can create some rules that make this a little more of a consistent process.
I've talked to athletic directors with the microphones off, and they say, generally speaking, from 3 to 4 years, they anticipate the power conferences breaking away and doing their own thing. What are your thoughts along those lines?
Yeah, you know, I hear that a lot, too. It's kind of hard to know what happens. I don't necessarily think that's the case. When I talk to my colleagues, I don't think they're actually thinking of trying to break away and do those things. We've got a new governance structure with the NCAA that's probably going to be approved in about a month that will give them a little bit more authority. So I really do think that they can do most everything they want to do within the NCAA structure, and I think they're generally committed to doing that for a time certain. I don't know what's going to happen in a decade, but I would say over the next 3 to 5 years, I think things will stay together in Division I.
I don't know whether to congratulate you as being on the selection committee for basketball or slap you. I don't know who would want that job.
Yeah.
But first of all, I guess congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited.
Order. And tell me about what the chances are that the field will be expanded from the current 66 or 67.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So this is my fifth year on the committee, and I'm fortunate enough to be the chair in this year, so really excited about that. You know, with regards to expansion, you know, I think there's a good chance that it happens. I mean, I think my personal view is that it would be helpful for college basketball in the sense of giving more schools an opportunity to get into the NCAA tournament. I think is a valuable thing and can be something that's helpful. So, personally, I'm optimistic. I don't know where the committee's going to land. I think we've still got a few meetings and a few things that we've got to work through in that regard, but I'm hopeful.
All right, that's Commissioner Keith Gill of the Sun Belt Conference, obviously, and we're very grateful to the commissioner for sitting down and taking some time to talk to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Kelly Center is going to give us a wrap-up from there in just a few minutes, and then we're going to be joining Craig Stevenson from AL.com on the other side of the break. While we've got a minute or so left, I want to remind you about the soon-to-end 60th birthday of Be Quick here in Hattiesburg. You've still got time to stop by the Be Quick Shell Station on the corner of 98 and Hegwood Road by Optimus Park. Get a free buffalo decal, place it on the back of your vehicle. Spotters are all over town looking for those decals to win. You can visit your favorite Be Quick and see if your vehicle has been spotted. Participants will have a chance to win one of four grand prizes, a Saints football experience, a Mossy Oak shopping spree, a Royal Caribbean cruise for four. I'm in on that one, although I don't know who the other two people would be we would take, or a Biloxi offshore fishing trip. Be Quick is a proud supporter of Southern Miss, and we're happy to say a supporter of this program as well, and we're grateful to them for that. All right. Also, I want to remind you about my really good friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg. That is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Kevin, Mr. Mullins, the whole crew, great supporters of Southern Miss. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest on the road today. You can visit the all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Still to come, Craig Stevenson from AL.com, Kelly Center from New Orleans. And a quick reminder, Eagle Hour is back on the road this Friday. We'll be down in Purvis. Our buddies at Ramey Motors have invited us back down, and we always have a great time there. And as Luke Johnson once said, it is a man's candy land, so we're going to be telling you about all kinds of super cool stuff that you'll be able to buy this weekend and every weekend to come at our good friends down at Ramey Motors in Purvis. We're very glad to be down there. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the other side of the break will continue. So just hang in there with us, everybody, and we will be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the show. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsoring this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. 4th Street Bar and Grill with a great lunch menu every day and a great evening menu and always the big games on the TV. Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast still attracting thousands a month. We're grateful to you for that. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. or you could tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Kelly Sander will be reporting in from New Orleans a little later in the program, but right now we want to welcome Craig Stevenson from AL.com. He is a sports writer for that fine publication, and he too was in New Orleans yesterday, as were a lot of people, covering the Western Division of Sun Belt football. And Craig, first of all, thanks for coming back on, and I know that you primarily cover Alabama University, so let's talk about the two in the Sun Belt. And I want to start with South Alabama. I think when the preseason poll came out, we were all a little surprised to see South Alabama getting the amount of love it seemed to have gotten. But what seems to be going on with the Jaguars that that the coaches and sports writers like?
Well, I think part of it is, you know, the coaches like to go with chalk, or how did a team do last year, you know? And so that's kind of where they're at. I mean, they're in the middle. They're not, you know, they did finish tied for second last year. You know, they were only 7-6 overall, but they were 5-3 in the league. I think it was a three-way tie for second, a two-way tie for fifth, and then Southern Miss, as we know, was in last place. But, you know, I don't know. They've kind of set a bar the last couple of years, I guess you could say. They've gone 10-3, 7-6, 7-6. So that kind of seems to be what they are. They did lose some guys in the portal, obviously the starting quarterback, but I tend to think they're going to be okay on offense. Defense maybe is another question.
And Troy University seems to have slipped a little bit, because they had a very good football program here until a couple of years. And I'm sure the program is still good, but I just mean year to year they had been better in previous years than maybe the last year or so.
Yeah, they had a really good run under John Sumrall, obviously won back-to-back top conference titles, then he went to Tulane. It's really interesting. Since Larry Blakeney retired, who was there for, golly, 25 years or so, they've kind of had a good hire than a bad hire, good hire than a bad hire. And I don't know that Jared Parker's a bad hire. It's only been 1 year. But, you know, they had Neil Brown, who obviously did great. Then they had Chip Lindsey, who did not do so great. Then they had Sumrall, who did great. And then Jared Parker, who had a bad year last year. The silver lining for them is they got a little better as the year went along. They started 1-7, but they did win 3 of their last 4. And they do have their starting quarterback, Goose Crowder, back from injury, who he missed most of the year with concussions last year. And if he can stay healthy, I do think they're going to be a potentially solid team. But, you know, the Sun Belt West, you know, I think Louisiana probably should be the front runner based on what they did last year and, you know, just the kind of consistency of that program over the years. The rest of them, I don't know, you can just kind of shake them up and dump them out.
Yeah. Do I hear you say, it sounds like to me you're thinking the two Alabama schools somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I think they're, you know, seven win teams, you know, get to a bowl game, but I would be surprised if they did more than that.
Yeah. Of course, Southern Miss last place last year, only one win, but with a brand-new roster. I'm told that one of the coaches congratulated Southern Miss for being the defending conference champions. Obviously a play on how many Marshall guys are here. But
right.
What do you look for Charles Huff to do down here, Craig?
I think he's obviously has real chops as a recruiter, as we know from his time at Alabama and Penn State and Mississippi State and, you know, obviously at Marshall, he got that program going pretty quickly. You know, I think that they've, you know, in this era, we have seen teams kind of overnight go from bad to really good by overhauling their roster. I guess probably the most famous case was Michigan State a few years ago, although they kind of fell back to the pack after Mel Tucker's situation on his personal life kind of blew up. But, you know, if those guys that, you know, won the conference title at Marshall, what is it, you know, 20 some of them are there, if they make an impact, I could see them getting it turned around. Are they going to immediately be one of the best teams in the conference? I'm not sure about that, but they certainly won't be 1-11 again. I'd be shocked if they were bad again.
True or not true, we're in that era though where it's really hard to predict because everybody has new faces every year.
Yeah, in the Sun Belt especially, or, you know, peer type conferences, Conference USA or the MAC or whatever it is, that you just lose so many guys. You know, the preseason all conference, I think there are five players on that this year that were on it last year, you know, first or second team. All the rest of them either graduated or transferred away. And, you know, obviously some guys went from Marshall to Southern Miss, and I count them in the non returnees, I guess you could say. But, yeah, he just, you know, you chop off, I think South Alabama lost 11 projected starters, either returning guys or guys that they thought were going to move into starting roles this year through the portal.
Wow.
And, you know, we've seen that in the past at some other places. Troy had won back-to-back titles under Summerall, and then the next year they had like three guys that had played at all, basically, on their roster. So it's highly unpredictable, but the good news is you can turn it around quickly if you bring in the right guys.
Yeah, and we just don't know. For sure. We just don't know. Your thoughts about, because I know you cover the conference, your thoughts about the new member being Louisiana Tech, an old member becoming a new member.
Yeah, it's kind of underwhelming, I think. I think the overriding factor, people have said this publicly, but is that it's ease of travel. You know, it's a bus trip for Southern Miss and South Alabama and Troy and Arkansas State, rather than a flight, which is what Western Kentucky would be, and some others. It does seem to me that three teams in one state in the same conference, you know, ULM and Louisiana and Louisiana Tech, seems a little overloaded. I'm not sure that's the best idea. I think those games will draw well. They have a lot of bad blood between those institutions within the state. You know, and it's funny that La Tech for years, you know, implied or outright said they would not stoop to be in the same conference as ULM and Louisiana, and now they are, so they got to eat a little humble pie. But, yeah, I would have been more excited if it was Western Kentucky coming back, just because across the board their athletic program is stronger. But, you know, budgets being what they are, especially now that you're having to pay players, you know, you got to save every dollar you can.
All right, you're an Alabama guy, so I'm gonna get away from the Sun Belt just for a minute. I'm curious about this. I think fair to say that in Alabama Crimson Tide terms, last year was a disappointing year. Is that
first? No question.
Okay.
No question about it.
What did they lose, three games all year?
Four. They lost four.
Okay.
I mean, come on, that's a lot. Now, well, here's the thing. Every first-year coach has lost at least four. You know, he's going all the way back to Bryant, you know, Bryant or Bill Curry or Ray Perkins, Gene Stallings, whoever it was.
Right.
But none of them inherited the roster that the board did.
Well, correct.
Saban.
Right.
I mean, Saban gave them a well-oiled machine, and it just kind of fell apart on them. And, you know, they did get better as the season went along defensively. There's no question about that. But, and Vanderbilt snuck up on them, obviously. Losing at Tennessee, there's nothing to be ashamed of there, but just completely being lifeless offensively against Oklahoma and Michigan, there was no excuse for that.
Right.
But they play like world beaters against Georgia and LSU. So
right.
I'm a firm believer that a first year coach loses a game or two he probably shouldn't. We saw it, you know, Saban lost to Louisiana Monroe. Kirby Smart lost to Vanderbilt.
Yes. But here's the question, Craig. Here's the question.
Yeah.
Expectations there are understandably very, very high. You bring a guy in from the West Coast.
Right.
So the culture changes, you know, he's not really a Tuscaloosa type of guy.
Right.
How short is the leash for this guy?
I don't think it's that short. I mean, I think if they went 9-4 again, people would not be happy, but I don't think it would get him fired. I would be really shocked if that happened. You know, I do think that people – you do have to reconfigure your expectations, especially with the transfer portal. They lost some really good players to the portal when Saban left. I mean, Caleb Downs is one of the best players in the country, who was the National Freshman of the Year. And so I do think they've got it sorted out a little bit better at quarterback. Milroe was just so boom or bust. But, yeah, I mean, people wouldn't be happy they went 9-4 again, but he wouldn't get fired over that. Now, if they went 4-8, yeah, maybe.
Right. Well, if they go 9-4 down here, Charles Huff will be the next mayor of Hattiesburg.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
So expectations can be different based on past performance. Is that a fair statement to say?
No question. Yeah.
No question.
And, you know, we know Southern Miss had, 23 straight winning seasons.
Right.
Obviously, things cratered for a while, but I do like the hire of Huff. You know, when you play a guy that just won a conference championship falls into your lap, you can't be anything but happy about that.
Well, that's right.
I do think he's going to do a good job.
And the community is hungry to get the football program back. So we certainly hope that Coach Huff is the guy to do that. Hey, Craig,
thanks, man.
Good stuff. I always appreciate you being on the radio show.
All right. No problem. Talk to you soon.
Craig Stevenson, everybody, from AL.com. Speaking of people on the radio show, we're going to see if we can locate Kelly Santer. Kelly's about to leave on a very exotic trip, but right now he's down in the Crescent City, and I'm going to do my best to find him. Stay with me.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, thanks to Craig Stevenson from AL.com for joining us. Really appreciate that. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsored that segment of the show. DBAT sponsors this segment. Great place for baseball, softball training. Great place to get in shape on Hardy Street, DBAT. Also, don't forget about the Pine Belt News. It's the go-to source for news and sports coverage in the Hattiesburg area. You can get the Pine Belt News delivered to your home for just $35 a year, $55 annually if you live outside of Forest or Lamar County. All right, Kelly Santer is in New Orleans. Now, be honest with me, Kelly. Are you still at Media Day, or are you somewhere down in the quarter?
No, Bob, I am at Media Day, where thankfully the air conditioning at the Marriott Garden District is on full blast and working.
No, it's not.
I don't think anybody's going to be in any big hurry to go outside, let alone the French Quarter with these heat temperatures today.
Well, this is breaking news. It's hot in New Orleans, in downtown New Orleans?
There's some visitors here in the lobby, as I talked to you, from Missouri, and they are soaked from head to toe. And they said, I wondered why this was considered the slow time in New Orleans, and we figured it out.
Yeah. Global warming, of course. This is all new. This is all new, right? It's never been hot in the past in New Orleans.
Well, no, Al Gore warned us about this.
Yeah, he did. That's when he invented the internet, yes. All right, so Kelly, unlike a lot of journalists, Kelly stays for the whole thing. And today, Kelly, they were talking about the Eastern Division of the Football League. And what did you hear that maybe caught your ear today?
Well, one of the things that the teams had been complaining about to the conference for the last couple of years, and this really I didn't learn on stage, but more or less just from talking to personnel from the different universities, in this case, from the Eastern Division. One of the complaints they had with the league was that in years past, when they do have those nationally televised Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night games, the league would sometimes schedule a Saturday game either before or right after those games, so they would not have time to really prepare for the next opponent, which, of course, hurts win-loss records and things such as that. So the league did, according to these teams, a much better job, including with Southern Miss this year, when the Eagles go to Statesboro on October 9th, which is a Thursday. You'll notice that the Eagles do not have a game the Saturday before or the Saturday after, so that they will have a chance to be able to rebound after playing a midweek game, which was something the league didn't do last year. They would stack those games together, and it was really tough on a lot of these teams to do that. So they were very happy that the league is listening to them on some scheduling issues that they had. Got to have a real nice conversation with Dowell Loggins, the new head football coach at Appalachian State, who, of course, the Mountaineers will be coming to Hattiesburg in week three. And I've already apologized for our fan base.
Should apologize for their baseball coach's wife, but go ahead.
So they are anticipating a rowdy crowd, but said they wouldn't have it any other way. And, of course, once the games get started, they all know it's in a spirit of good fun. But there's between Dowell Goggins and the city of Hattiesburg, there are a lot of really unique ties that you'll be able to hear when some of our interviews from Sunbelt Media Days will be aired here on the Eagle Hour. But I think you'll find all of them really interesting in what they think about this Southern Miss team and what to realistically expect.
But, well, I do want to point out Kelly grabbed a lot of interviews, 10 I'm counting, and there's still one more to come. And we're going to be running those over the next couple of 3 weeks as we get counted down to football season. All right, just a couple of minutes left. I guess everybody walked away there today. James Madison is the team to beat in the East, as we had already heard, correct?
You know, it's interesting because, again, talking to people privately, you know, they think that James Madison is slowly becoming the – remember when Southern Miss was in the Metro Conference, and because of Denny Crum and the basketball power that Louisville was, Louisville tended to flex its muscle a little bit and tended to get what they wanted as far as things, decisions among the league. And I think a lot of different schools are getting that feeling that there's a little power play going on, that James Madison is really becoming the school that's the driving force in the Sun Belt. And Ricky Ronnie from Old Dominion, I think, put it best when he said, it's not that James Madison is getting necessarily what they want. Their administrators are just not afraid to tell you where they stand. And he said a lot of the other schools in the league, you know, don't speak up on things like James Madison does. So whether James Madison gets the decision or not, they certainly are going to make their view known. And Coach Ronnie's opinion, he wished all schools would be as forthright as to where they stand on decision-making as far as the future of the conference goes.
Well, that's interesting. Just a few seconds left. We ran the interview that you did with Keith Gill earlier. One thing that did strike me is, he didn't really have an answer about basketball, did he, Kelly?
No, and you could tell any time a question about basketball came up, Bob, he was visually, he was just different. It was like, oh, no, another basketball question. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, you know, when people who are as good as what he does at what he does don't have an answer, it's really perplexing. But and right. They're not the only league, I'm sure, that's in that boat.
Right. But he sure is open and accessible, man. He's a breath of fresh air. I think he's a great great commissioner for the league. All right, Kelly, you're going to be out next week. We will be seeing you again, though, in the near future.
Lord willing. Looking forward to it.
All right, man. I appreciate all that good work you did down in New Orleans, brother. I look forward to having you back here with me.
Glad to do it. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Kelly Santer, everybody. The great Kelly Santer, I might add. Extraordinary broadcaster. And if you don't know him, he's really a good guy. Really a good guy in real life. Not the bravado that maybe sometimes you see. All right, that wraps it up. Great, great work from Andrew and Kelly down at the Sunbelt Media Days. Really appreciate the effort of those two guys, and we look forward to bringing you interviews from every Western coach, both coaches from the East that Southern Miss will be playing, and some players from around the league all in the next couple to 3 weeks. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're on the road tomorrow. No, day after tomorrow, back in the studio tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. Southern Miss to the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.